First of all, congratulations to Kentucky. They did the things necessary to win the game, so they're very deserving. Obviously, we're disappointed. Don't lose a lot of football games, and it takes a little piece out of you, but it should. You know, it should. You should have a – your gut should be hurting now, and all the guys in that locker room is. Also told our football team that this will not define us, that we talked about this back August, if and when adversity strikes, and it's going to strike. We have a plan in place on how we deal with it. And, you know, we circle the wagons, we stay positive, and we get back to work. And that's what we'll do.
Okay, you lost four starters that looked like injury. Do you have any updates on how
severe they are? I really don't. I just know that they all, you know, left the game. And, you know, it's going to happen. That's never happened to me before, you know. But, you know, if you've been coaching long enough, as long as I have, sooner or later it's probably going to happen. It just did. So you got to overcome it. You know, bottom line, you do. And so I don't know the status on any of them as far as next week, and but we'll get that information. We probably should know more by Monday.
It seemed like, you know, the defense kind of started showing cracks there in the second half. Was it just a matter of Kentucky was executing? Was the defense not playing as well as it had in the last couple of games? What did you see?
Well, I just saw what you saw. I mean, you know, give them some credit, and you know, we did some really good things up to a certain point. They'd only score, you know, 7 points, and then they got 10. You know, so we did a lot of good things, and they made some plays. And so you got to give them some credit, and so we got to continue to improve.
So we spent a lot of the night, you know, second and eight, second and nine. The running game was struggling again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're working real hard to do it, and it's, you know, we got to work better at it. But I don't know really how to tell you anything else. But we're trying, and we're trying real hard, and we got to get it done. So that's my fault that the running game has not been fixed.
Was this a game you wanted to get Drew in the second half?
It was the same plan we've ever had, and made you know, same decisions we make. So same thing.
Their quarterback had, you know, a really good night. Why do you feel like he was so effective?
I think he's a good player. He made some nice throws. He had some great catches. That one-handed catch on the sideline was a huge football play in that game. You know, it flipped the field back and put him in position. He made some great plays.
Was Russell Cobb a game time decision, or how did you feel about
it? Yeah, it was about a game time. We thought he would start out, and you know, he did some good things. He made that one third down catch that got that first down. It was huge. But you know, he's obviously still frustrated, you know, because it's just harder for him to keep going. He gets sore as he goes, so it's difficult. But you know, we'll have to see where his status is, you know, tomorrow and Monday, and as we go. Hopefully, he's better this week at this time than he was a week ago.
What do you expect of him going into this game?
I hoped he would be 100%, but he wasn't. When you don't know sure if a player's going to play, you have no expectation level. You watch and see what they do, and you pull them accordingly if you need to.
Morgan not traveling, did he have a little bit of a recurrence of the injury, or what was
his? No, I'll address that Monday. We're going to try to get an additional year back for him because he's not 100%. And so we think we can do that, but I'll discuss that Monday with you.
Anything more?
Okay, thank you.
We'll bring the guys in here.